Good morning. My name is Victoria Descartes, and I'm here to present soil sustainability as measured from carbon isotopes in two management systems. And I'd like to start off by stating that soil organic matter and the buildup of soil organic matter through better management practices and conservation tillage is one way that we can work towards soil sustainability. The buildup and accumulation of soil organic carbon and these vast systems help to maintain soil resilience by increasing the cation exchange capacity, making nutrients more available to soil, to plants, and by reducing the amount of soil loss due to erosion and runoff. And because of this, they are also used as tools for measuring soil resilience. In addition, the soil organic matter fraction is a large sink or reservoir for carbon that through intensified cropping practices is being lost into the atmosphere in the form of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, which is increasing the rise for concern of global climate change issues. And we are using soil organic carbon pools as a measure of as a tool for measuring soil organic sustainability. And the purpose of this project is to compare two agricultural systems, one being a continuous cotton monoculture, and the other is an integrated crop livestock system, comparing the two and how they sequester organic carbon and looking at the inputs of going into those systems and their ability to sequester soil organic carbon. And we're using carbon isotopes. We're then relating the composition of that soil organic carbon with depth and how they change within depth in those systems, and then making a systems comparison in relation to soil sustainability. The study area is located at Texas Tech University Field Station in New Deal, Texas. And a really interesting characteristic of this site is that it was established in 1997, making it the 10th year of ongoing research. This is very important with carbon sequestration, because it takes a long time for carbon turnover, particularly for the long-term sequestration of carbon. And also, all the systems are located on the same soil, a Pullman clay, which is a super active thermic paleostal. And this will help to eliminate any kind of data inconsistencies due to field variability. And this is the site here. And it is entitled SARE, which stands for Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education, a program through the United States Department of Agriculture, which provided the funding of the grant originally in 1997, which established this research. And the two systems, the first is the continuous cotton, which is a single paddock of about a quarter of a hectare. It's conventionally tilled continuous cotton monoculture, therefore all the inputs going into the system are that of C3 plant nature of the continuous cotton. And the second is a bit more complicated, is the integrated cotton livestock system, where 53.6% of this system is WWBDAL Old World Bluestem, and that is a C4 warm season grass. Therefore all the inputs into this system are that of C4 plant nature. And the other 46.4% is a rye, cotton, wheat, fallow, rye rotation. And all the plants going into that system, the rye, cereal rye, cotton, and wheat, are all of C3 plant nature. And the livestock will graze intermittently throughout the season between the BDAL, Old World Bluestem, and that of the rye and the wheat. And when I'd like to add that when the cattle are in those paddocks, there are fenced exclosures in order to serve as a control to determine the actual effects that the livestock are having on the soils in those systems. And this is a randomized block design where each system is replicated in three blocks. There are mainly two parts of this experiment. First is to obtain isotope values of all the system's soil and inputs. And then from that, we're able to decipher the composition that make each system in relation to the change in depth in the soil organic carbon, which is being sequestered using the isotope signatures. And so we first gathered the plant tissue and manure samples from each paddock. The soil samples were taken, 7 core samples from each paddock at 0 to 5, 5 to 10, and 10 to 20 centimeter depths. We then analyzed the plant manure and soil for natural abundance of carbon-13 isotopes, and additionally analyze the soil samples for percent soil organic carbon. And the carbon isotope signatures of the plant manure and soil are expressed using the standard concentration in parts per mil with a delta notation, where we use the standard being Vienna PD belimonite, a limestone carbon fossil. And from there, we get this range for C3 plants, which is around negative 24 to negative 30 parts per mil for C3 plants, and C4 plants, negative 10 to negative 16 parts per mil. And these are the results from our isotope data. The WW Old World Blue stem we found was a negative 12.3, which falls within that range for the C4 plant inputs. The cereal rye, negative 26, cotton negative 27, and wheat negative 27, all falling within that C3 plant isotope range. We also collected various weed species, any weeds that we found growing in the paddocks, and they all fell within the C3 plant range. And we needed to take those into consideration. When looking at the manure values, we found for the WW Old World Blue stem, it was slightly more negative, but still falling within the range of the C4 plants. And the cereal rye, again, slightly more negative, but again, falling within the range of the C3 plants. And then we looked at the soil at the 0 to 5, 5 to 10, and 10 to 20 centimeter depth. We took these values, and we were able to move on to the next step of our experiment. We took the percent soil organic carbon and converted it to megagrams per hectare, taking into consideration the depth and the bulk density. And then we took the isotope values using this mass balance equation, where we took the carbon isotope value of the soil, all of the C3 plant inputs, and the C4 plant inputs, and from that we were able to determine the percentage of soil organic carbon from C4 and C3 plant inputs in each system. And at that point we were able to make a comparison of the amount of soil organic carbon sequestered and its composition and with relation to paddock in depth. And using an analysis of variance at a 95% confidence interval, we first compared within depth between paddocks. We have the WW BDAL Old World Blue stem, the cattle exclosure, the rye cotton wheat, the cattle exclosure for the rye cotton wheat, and the rye fallow wheat, and the continuous cotton paddocks. And we, the letter differences symbolize a significant difference. And we noticed that at the 0 to 5 centimeter depth, the Old World Blue stem, there was a significant difference between the Old World Blue stem and all other paddocks, significantly more. And for the continuous cotton monoculture, there was significantly less soil organic carbon than in all other paddocks. For the cotton fallow wheat and the rye cotton wheat and the rye fallow wheat, there was no significant difference between the two paddocks. However, and also with the cattle exclosure. And there was also no significant difference between the two cattle exclosures and the Old World Blue stem and that of the rye cotton wheat. At the 5 to 10 centimeter depth, there was no significant difference between all paddocks. And then again, at the 10 to 20 centimeter depth, we show that there's no significant difference between the Old World Blue stem and the continuous cotton, which could be attributed to tillage or past management practices. And again, there was no significant difference between the rye cotton wheat rotation and the cattle exclosure. When comparing within paddocks between depths, we converted it to centimeter. It's megagrams per hectare per centimeter. And we found for the WW BDAL Old World Blue stem, there was a significant difference at the 0 to 5, but not between the 5 to 10 or the 10 to 20. We found the same within the cattle exclosure. And for the rye cotton wheat, the cattle exclosure, and the rye fallow wheat, we found that there was a difference between all depths. And the continuous cotton showed an interesting trend, which was to be expected in that there was significantly less in the 0 to 5 soil organic carbon, and there was no significant difference in the 5 to 10 and the 10 to 20. And this supports the idea that the continuous cotton monoculture system is actually mining the carbon and not putting any inputs back into that system. And when we look at the percent of C4 versus C3 plant distribution at the 0 to 5 centimeter depth, we have the WWB.OldWorldBlueStem is almost 100% C4 plant distribution. The cattle exposure is about 15% C3, and that could be attributed to the weeds. There were a lot more weeds growing within those exposures. The cattle definitely helped to maintain the weed control. And in the rye cotton wheat and the wheat fallow rye rotation, we found that there was around 57 to 60% of the C3 plant distribution. And in the continuous cotton, we have around 41 to 58%, the C3 plant distribution being 41%. If we go to the next depth of 5 to 10 centimeters, we notice that in the continuous cotton, there's not much change. However, with the rye cotton wheat, there's less of the C3 plant composition, and again, there's no change in the Old World Blue Stem. And as we go down to the 10 to 20 centimeters, again, less of the current management system from the C3 plant distribution in the soil organic carbon of the rye cotton wheat, rye fallow wheat, and again, no change in the continuous cotton, probably due to the tillage. And the Old World Blue Stem, again, there's no change. And the large amount of C4 plant distribution, that composition, is probably from the past native warm season grasses that were dominant in this area. For example, buffalo grass or blue grama were very prevalent in this area. So as we notice, as we go deeper down, we show more of that past C4 grasses and less of the current management system. And we're still working on this research. At this time, we're looking at the 1997 soils when the site was initially established, and also the particulate organic matter. I've oversimplified the soil organic carbon pools at this point. But so far, our summary of the data that we have is that the Old World Blue Stem has a larger amount of soil organic carbon in the 0 to 5 centimeter depth than the rye cotton wheat paddock, and then they're both greater than that of the cotton monoculture. And the cotton monoculture seems to obviously be mining the soil organic carbon, and the Old World Blue Stem paddocks display throughout all depths almost 100% C4 plant composition, where the cotton system shows no difference between depths of the C3 plant distribution. And I'd just like to conclude by stating again that soil organic carbon pools are very important in measuring soil sustainability, and with the future geared towards governmental credits that provide economic incentives for farmers and landowners to utilize better management practices, there's a need for more research in different ecosystems regarding soil organic carbon sequestration, and with a bigger database and more information, it could help policymakers define and implement such programs and also give the farmers the confidence that they need in order to manage them. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody who helped make this research possible, and I would like to invite any questions.